Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, April 23rd. The grains closed higher with May corn up a penny and three quarters at 319 and a quarter, May beans up 4.5 cents at 839 and a quarter, and May wheat up 4 cents at 547. The corn closed about 4 cents off its highs, the beans about 9 cents off its highs, wheat about 3 or 4 off its highs. So we opened up firm off of the Chinese purchasing another 272,000 metric tons of beans. Got everybody thinking maybe they'll buy more corn, more wheat. It looks like they've been buying some corn. We ran up pretty much in the first 10 minutes, and then we saw the funds come in and start selling it again. But with the crude oil, it closed up 272. We're up another 50 in the aftermarket here. We're trading at $17 a barrel. We were always higher on the day. That gave corn a little bit of the strength. The Dow Jones was up pretty good here. It was up better part of 400 points, but then it came out that this new remdesivir drug out of China doesn't do any good for the COVID patients out here. So the stock market took a quick 350-point drop, and we really haven't recovered all of that since then. You know, the grains are watching the crude oil. They're watching the Dow. They're watching the Chinese. We need to see more Chinese buying. There was a comment out this morning that the Chinese wanted to buy more U.S. ag products. But, you know, 272,000 metric tons of beans and a total of 470 over the last 2 days, you know, doesn't change the game out here. We need to see them buy 2-3 million metric tons of corn, beans, some wheat. That would certainly be numbers that would get the attention of the trade. Corn's now rallied 22.5 cents off its lows. The beans have rallied 40 off the lows. Is that enough in here for the time being? It may be, unless we see more Chinese buying. We've got first notice day a week from today. I still think there's a fair chance that we can make one new low between now and then. Maybe even trade May corn under $3 briefly. Maybe trade May beans under $8 briefly, but I think that would be about it as we head into the growing, real part of the growing season out here. Weather's been iffy for getting the corn and beans into the ground. There's still some places that are too cold, too wet. Some field work is getting done. I think on Monday night's reports will show that we're ahead of the averages on the crop progress. So that's really about it. There's not a whole lot of fresh news out here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.